Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from my home in Southern California. Don't trust the DB in apartment 23. For a boner mini episode featuring the pre-show from last night's Benson movie interruption at CineFamily in Los Angeles. My guests and I sat through and made jokes about Return of the Living Dead Part 2, a cluster show and shitfuck in which I actually appear as a bunch of zombies. I do not recommend it, unless you're watching it with some hilarious comedians and me. I'm taking the Benson movie interruption on the road with shows at the Sunray Cinemas in Jacksonville, Florida, where I'll be showing and interrupting RoboCop and Dirty Dancing on January 5th and 6th to Ocean's 13. More dates and cities to be announced. Check DouglasMovies.com for dates and links. Lots of tickets remain for my stand-up show in Phoenix at Stand Up Live on October 27th at 4:20, because that place is huge. Wear your costume to the show and go straight to the Halloween parties after, I say. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Recently I tweeted, to prepare for his role in Looper, Joseph Gordon-Levitt had to spend 6 weeks at Smirk Academy. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Now enjoy the shitty iPhone recording of my incredible guests last night at CineFamily. And as always, traffic is a shithead. Not the Steven Soderbergh movie. The traffic that occurs in L.A. when show business shuts down a freeway to make a movie. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. I'm recording this for, in case I don't screw up and stop recording it at some point, if I'm successful in recording this, it will be, I will put it on my podcast, because I think that, you know, it's hard to, people keep writing to me and asking, like, why can't you let the rest of the country share your CineFamily shows? Like, why can't you record it? It's like, well, because I like the audience reaction. Like, I wouldn't want to just sit in a room and say jokes at just us, you know? I like having you guys here. That's the fun of it for me. And so, to record you, then we would have to record the movie, and we can't obviously get permission to just share the movie with people, or if we try to charge for it or something. So it's tricky, you know. People have suggested, well, what if the entire audience was wearing headphones? And I said, aside from how great that would look, that would be difficult. So I thought, you know, the very least I could do is just share the part of the show that happens before we start the movie, and then the listener can go ahead and watch that movie if they want to. To put some in the mood for it.
Great Proofs is a podcast where he talks before the movie, and you check out the movie if you want, and then listen to the rest of the podcast where he talks about it afterwards. But after this is over, I'm gonna be ready to not be, doing this anymore. I don't, there's no reason. I'm just saying I don't need to make the show longer. That's why this part is relatively short. Then we watch the movie. We sit through the end credits, even though that's awkward every time. It's always weird sitting through the credits. We make occasional jokes about some stupid name that scrolls by. In this case, I happen to be one of the names that's going to scroll by. I think my credit is Special Zombie. So that's rude. I've been a very smart person before I became a zombie. I just want to tell a quick story. The only thing I say backstage to the comedians, the very funny people that are going to be doing this with me tonight, the only thing I say to them backstage is, let the movie, let's hear the dialogue in the movie. Like, don't talk over the dialogue and sort of, let the movie play so that everybody understands what's happening in case it's the first time you've seen the movie. And we don't always show shitty movies, so it's nice. It's nice to be able to tell, you would want to know about the Tesseract, for instance, in the Avengers, because if we talked over it, you would get really confused, because you got to hear that word a lot to know how serious they are about it. So that's not the only instruction I give, but sometimes a person can't help themselves. They're going to speak. They think it's a silent moment, and then something brilliant might happen. And we were watching Roadhouse in San Francisco, and during the spoiler alert, during the big fight scene at the end, where Patrick Swayze rips a dude's throat out with his bare hand, and he's wearing pajamas at the time. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure if he's wearing pajamas. Karate pants, at the very least. Shirtless, for sure. Rips the dude's throat out. But seconds before that, when that dude thinks he has the upper hand, one of my guests started to say something, and I went, because then the guy on screen goes, "I used to fuck dudes like you in prison." Is that right? Did I get it right? Yeah. Dudes like you? Guys like you. I know I fucked it up. I used to fuck guys like you in prison. I don't want you to miss those kind of moments, is the point of that story. And I'm showing Return of the Living Dead Part 2 not just because I'm in it, but also because it is October, and I like to stick to the theme that Cine Family has been showing. Selling out a different horror movie every night at midnight for the entire month. People are into it. I love it. So, Return of the Living Dead happened. Return of the Living Dead, along with the punk rockers. Cult hit. Some would say great movie. Others would say good enough. I like it. Some of the acting is not good, but there's a couple of actors in it that are extremely funny, very funny sort of comedy team of Tom Matthews and James Karen. Thank you. And those two guys, so they're in this sequel, and they're not as funny in the sequel as they were in the first one, but they give it their all. But they're working with a guy who's hot off of directing Meatballs 2. So I don't want to disparage anybody. But here's the most amazing tidbit about this movie. And I'll give you more tidbits throughout the movie. I will annoy you with, that's me over there. That's because I played about a dozen different zombies throughout the course of the film. But this movie was shot by, I have worked with, on an entire feature film, I had the pleasure of working with cinematographer Robert Elswit, who went on to shoot every amazing Paul Thomas Anderson movie, until I don't know what happened with the master, and I guess they had a falling out or something. But he shot all those other, the cinematography in all those movies is amazing, and this movie looks like shit. So so that guy, I don't know what he did, but it was a very nice guy to work with, though, and maybe he was slumming and also just not trying at all. Leonard Maltin gave it 2 stars. And other than describing the film, he basically just describes the plot of the film. The only criticism in his entire review is awkward title. next Benson movie interruption, Smokey and the Bandit on November 8th. I believe it's a Thursday. 7:30. Maybe 8. Maybe 8:18 like tonight. I loved it as a kid. Does it hold up?
Yes.
We'll find out. 2 people say yes. 98% undecided. Seriously, if you're undecided, just pull it out and decide. And I don't even know what I meant by it. Pull your head out, pull your dick out, pull your arm out and decide. Let's get my co-interrupters out here. Hopefully they didn't walk away out of boredom. Please welcome Anthony Jeselnik, Chelsea Peretti, Zach Galifianakis, and Ed Helms. Should be all right. That's cool. I'm gonna say hi to you guys. Check your various microphones. Anthony Jeselnik is here, everybody. So when I asked you to do this, you said that this movie scared the shit out of you when you were a kid. I didn't believe it, but I said, come on down.
I said it was my favorite one of my favorite horror movies, the first zombie movie I ever saw, and I, like, loved it. And then after I said yes, I realized that I was talking about the one before this one. And that this is a horrible movie that I hate.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. I was quite surprised that you liked this so much. Because seriously, the biggest problem, as you'll find out soon enough, is that the child actors in it are absolutely terrible. And so it sort of brings the whole
idea. You know what's weird, though, is the kid in this movie is the same kid from Looper.
Yeah. It's like, I'll go back in time, or forward in time, being something good.
That got like a reaction to this, like a smart joke. Like, some people got it and they really appreciated it, but I worked there. I didn't get it.
That's Ed Helms, everybody.
Good morning!
Straight from the set of Hangover 3.
America needed another.
Town that's pissed off because you took the freeway, you closed the highway?
Apparently, we were on, it was mentioned on NPR that we're shutting down highways. And that's true.
Oh, okay.
But oddly, it's because the cast and crew of Hangover 3 are really passionate about the bridge over Sepulveda Pass. So that's what we're working on.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you guys woke up and you were Smokey and the Bandit. Like, that's how hungover you were, that you were in a movie from a long time ago and about to jump over a bridge that's being built. Our other guests include... But thank you for making it. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thrilled to be here, although...
You guys are in a race with John McClane to be, like, in a series of movies where it's the most insane thing ever, that the same shit keeps happening at the same time to the same person.
This is
this is the sort of thing that happens.
Hangover 3 is also Looper 2.
That's some shit I can't wait to see. Chelsea Peretti's here, host of... hosting a brand new podcast called Chelsea Peretti.
Yes.
Where people call her and she sings Michael Jackson to them.
No, that's misleading.
That's people one of the things that happened.
They're going to think it's way better than it is. I was stuck in some traffic too, if you're interested.
Oh, I'm really interested because I want to share the text you sent me about being stuck in traffic, because I guess you...
I forgot I was saying it to Siri, what to text, and I thought I was leaving a voice message.
This is going to be great.
Buckle up.
I got, I'm in traffic, what are we doing? Honestly, it's crazy, I'm about to have a heart attack. I've been driving stupid traffic, holding your any traffic. That doesn't mean, oh my God, I'm landing at disbursement. I can't stop myself leaving this message, sorry. That's like translated Japanese. Like, that's like subtitles in a Japanese movie that's supposed to be funny.
My top phrase when yelling at other drivers is, what are we doing? What are we doing? Like, I can't.
What is the plan now? Details! Yes. Zach Galifianakis.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not editing over three.
They wake up and they're like, where did that guy go? Where is he? What's your character's name?
I don't know.
All right, I think... I think we tested all of our mics. And
Doug, you promised this movie's not scary.
Oh, if you think it's scary, you have my permission to get up and leave.
That's for me too, because I can't be scared.
Yeah, just go out to the patio for a little while.
Not allowed to be scared.
And come back. Do you ever watch Walking Dead on television?
No.
Because this shit is like...
Have you ever gotten scared while you read the newspaper? You're gonna be okay.
Does the horoscope make you tremble?
No.
Do you wet yourself looking at the funny pages? Do they still have... Are there still funny pages? What's Hazel up to? Is that a character?
Dennis the Menace.
I think I meant Hagar the Horrible when I said Hazel. All right, so let's do it, everybody. Thank you so much for coming out and enjoying, to the best of your abilities, Return of the Living Dead, Part 2.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room